Let's take a look at the week ahead in the canyons of Wall Street. We'll see what will be making the headlines. Now, obviously, we're going to be seeing the Federal Open Market Committee two-day meeting starting Tuesday, ending Wednesday, with the media conference at 2:30 Eastern and the statement at 2 o'clock Eastern. Also, Tuesday, we'll get the Producer Price Index, formerly known as the Wholesale Price Index. Producer prices jumped in the month of January by 0.6%. However, the consensus for February is a gain of 0.1%. The current year-over-year figure on producer prices, wholesale prices, the current year-over-year number is 1.6. And on the core rate, that number is also low at 1.2, excluding the food and the energy. Now, we'll get the consumer price index, very widely used for inflation measurement, although the Fed prefers another index. But the consumer price index estimated Wednesday to be up 0.1% in February. That would bring the year-over-year up to 2.7%. And the core is estimated at 0.2% for February. That would bring the year-over-year to 2.2. Now, we all know that the Federal Reserve has set 2% as their guideline for inflation. But the producer price index, the wholesale price index, is not part of that. And the consumer price index is not their favorite index. They look at the personal consumption expenditure index. And so far, that number has been staying within the 2% Fed guideline. That's the one they watch really closely. And if that starts inching up above 2%, that if the economy is continuing to grow, that could signal a quickening of the Federal Reserve policy of increasing rates. Retail sales will be announced also this week. That'll come out on Wednesday morning. The estimate is a 0.2% increase in retail sales, and also for retail sales less autos. And once again, retail sales growing, but not growing at a robust rate, that's for sure. Housing market index also comes out Wednesday morning. That's indicated to remain in the mid-60s. Readings above 50 are favorable. So it looks like that will remain in favorable territory. We'll get the housing starts announcement on Thursday, and they're estimated to show a slightly higher rate of housing starts than the prior month. And permits will also be announced on Thursday. They should be reasonably close to where they were in the prior month. Friday, we'll get industrial production. The estimate is 0.2%. That dropped 0.3% in January. And we'll also get an update on the capacity utilization rate, which has been in the mid-70s and has not been a source of concern recently. Friday, we'll also get the leading economic indicators, estimated to expand at 0.4% in February after expanding in January at 0.6%, as we continue to see expansion in the U.S. economy. And when you go back over the last several years, we see an average growth rate of real gross domestic product of 2.3%. If you go back over the past 5 years or so, and you average the real gross domestic product growth over the last 5 years, you get about an annual growth rate of 2.3. The number is not 2.3 every year. It varies. For example, in 2014, it was 2.4. In 2015, it was 2.4. And in 2016, it was 1.9. Now, keep in mind, the strong dollar makes U.S. exports more expensive overseas and U.S. imports less expensive here in general. And that serves as a headwind to the economy because it tends to reduce the level of export sales because of the higher prices that occur as a result of a strong dollar. All of that has been going on behind the scenes, and of course we've talked about it as well. All eyes this week, I think, will be on the Federal Open Market Committee and Chair Janet, as the committee will meet Tuesday and Wednesday, and they'll have their box lunch And then at 2 o'clock, they'll issue their statement. And then at 2:30, we'll have the media conference as Chair Janet will be peppered with questions. And I'm sure a lot of it will have to do with how many times will you raise rates this year? And if Janet is on her game, she will give the correct answer, which is, well, as you know, we remain data dependent. And hopefully she will make that comment. We shall see.